Hey there, my amazing listeners. Avery Hodd here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and grit. And today, we're tackling something that can feel like a total gut punch. Criticism and rejection. Ever felt like you're walking on eggshells, terrified of someone dropping a bomb on your self-esteem? You know that feeling when someone throws shade or an opportunity slips through your fingers, leaving you wondering, what did I do wrong? We've all been there, trust me. But what if I told you that criticism and rejection don't have to be these monstrous roadblocks? What if we could handle them with a little bit of stoic armor? Now, before you picture us grunting our way through life in ancient Roman garb, let me clarify. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or becoming emotionless robots. It's about cultivating inner strength, clarity, and resilience, the kind that allows us to weather any storm, criticism included. Think of it as a mental toolbox filled with practical strategies for navigating those tricky situations. All right, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you turn those criticisms into constructive feedback and those rejections into opportunities for growth. 1. Shift your perspective. Think about it, criticism isn't always personal. Sometimes, people project their own insecurities or frustrations onto others. It's like that time your friend critiqued your new haircut, but secretly they were just jealous of your awesome hair game. Remember, what someone says about you is often more about them than it is about you. Don't take things too personally. Listen actively and seek clarity. Even if the criticism stings, try to listen actively. Ask questions to understand their perspective better. It could be that they have valuable insights, even if delivered in a rough way. Think of it like this. Sometimes, we get our best lessons from unexpected places. Maybe that tough love actually has a nugget of wisdom buried within it. 3. Separate facts from opinions. Not everything someone says is factual. Just because someone criticizes your idea doesn't mean it's inherently flawed. Learn to differentiate between opinions and facts, especially when dealing with subjective feedback. Remember, you have the power to choose which voices you value most. 4. Use criticism as fuel for growth. Rejection can feel like a massive blow, but what if we reframe it? Think of it as a redirection, an opportunity to course correct and pursue something even better. Remember those athletes who train relentlessly, facing countless setbacks before achieving greatness. That's the power of using criticism and rejection as fuel for growth. 5. Embrace your imperfections. Nobody's perfect, right? We all have flaws, weaknesses, and areas where we can improve. Instead of letting criticism define you, focus on your strengths and celebrate your unique journey. Remember, self-acceptance is key to building that inner resilience we talked about earlier. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're presenting a project at work, pouring your heart and soul into it. You nailed the presentation, but then one person raises their hand and delivers a scathing critique. Your stomach drops, your face flushes, it feels like a punch to the gut. But wait. Remember what we talked about today? First, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that this person's opinion doesn't define your worth. Second, actively listen to their feedback. You might learn something valuable, even if it's delivered in a harsh way. Third, separate the facts from the opinions. Is there any constructive criticism you can take away? And fourth, remember that this is just one person's perspective. There are plenty of others who appreciate your hard work and dedication. Use this experience as fuel to grow, refine your presentation skills, and come back even stronger next time. Remember, folks, criticism and rejection don't have to derail you. They can be valuable stepping stones on your path to success and self-discovery. By adopting a stoic mindset, you can navigate these challenges with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of humor. So, go out there, face those critics head-on, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder that they are strong, capable, and worthy. And as always, keep stomping towards your goals, one awesome step at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.